Oh, boys, getting ready.
God. See, wasn't that more fun than old "Why is this taking so long?" Duty tug at bedtime.
Duty tongue. Is that what
tug?
That
says? Let me read that again. See, wasn't that more fun than old "Why is this taking so long?" Duty tug at bedtime. You had some fresh air, a nice drive, pleasant conversation, gave a great blowjob, and maybe even had some drive-through onion rings on the ride home.
Uh-uh. It's just not.
It does.
I was joking, but is that the
best of all, you can put their onion rings around his penis and go for the treat at the end.
Oh my god!
Holy shit, it doesn't say that.
It does.
Best of all, you showed your man that you don't regard fulfilling his sexual needs as a dreaded chore.
Just make it take forever.
And waste so much gas. But rather as an opportunity to have fun, satisfy him, and strengthen your loving relationship. So take a good long look in the mirror and see if your relationship is in need of a maintenance sex makeover.
We're going to say now that we don't condone the second destination or third, as this, the gas prices right now are just not conducive to that type of maintenance.
Here's a little note at the end. A makeover is a mighty thing. To recharge your bedroom sex appeal, do a romantic room makeover. Choose colors, lighting, furniture, bedding, and fabrics that create an aura of sensuality, intimacy, and passion. After all, your bedroom is your biggest erogenous zone. End of chapter.
I just feel like if you were to be doing your thing with someone and then you say, "Hold on, I want to go somewhere else," don't do that. If you were the person receiving said beach, wouldn't you be like, "No, it's cool. We don't need to do that." You know?
Yeah. I feel like, yeah, it's weird.
You want to
do some music?
Yeah, sure.
It's a good stopping place. You just heard Bach's Air on a G String. After that was Beethoven's Symphony No. 2 in D Major, Opus 36, No. 3, Scherzo, Allegro.
Lube job number 10, the engine soak. Some music for us? It's not plugged in, so.
God.
Lube job number 10. When we were writing the proposal for this book, we spent a lot of time thinking about which issues negatively affect long-term relationships, love lives, and maintenance sex. In the process, we visited a few online message boards where women meet to discuss common relationship problems, and one topic really had us talking. Not because it complimented our book's focus, but because it challenged it. When we think of disparate sex drives, we usually assume the man wants more and the woman wants less. However, we were surprised to find a number of discussions where women were lamenting their male partner's lack of libido. It seemed that the majority of the women discussing this topic took their partners or their mates' drop in desire personally. They feared that their partner was not attracted to them anymore, that they had gained weight, become too boring or familiar, or weren't good lovers. When Don asked me if I would take the occasional sexual rejection personally, I had to say yes, despite his wholehearted assurances that any number of things could temporarily distract him from sex. He said I was being paranoid. I told him I was being normal. So what was it? Normal or paranoid? I'm gonna go ahead and skip to a juicier part, I think. No, actually. Oh, so essentially, Don goes to the hospital, or his mom does. He comes back and their sex life becomes a fade in the background. But there was one difference between the dry spell 4 years ago and this sudden drought. This time it was Don who was too distracted to think dirty. Ouch, I was right. I took it 100% personally. Despite his assertions that he was just feeling overworked, exhausted, stressed out, anxious, and a little depressed. It would pass, he told me. It had nothing to do with me. He just couldn't flip the switch off of work into his head. I read that wrong, paraphrased.
Couldn't flip his dick switch.
By next week, he said we'd be back to normal and I'd be beating him away with a stick.
Oh.
I knew he was right. It was an uncharacteristically stressful time. It wasn't literal. And we both knew it would soon pass and our sex life would return to normal. That didn't mean I couldn't try to help the process along, though. I thought about the many times I had felt overwhelmed, whether because of school or work or the baby. When Dot had come to my rescue by sharing my stress. I wrote that wrong. Whenever I was extremely distracted, he would do the simplest but sexiest thing. He would run a hot bath and sit in the tub with me while I soaked my cares away. This has to be one of my top five reasons I love this man. Even though he's a devout shower man, I decided to give Don a dose of his own tub therapy to help him through his stressful but sexless time. Just before we were ready to turn in for the night, I slipped into the bathroom and ran a hot bath. I dimmed the lights and set his favorite car magazine by the side of the tub.
What?
When he asked if I was having a bath, I said yes and asked him to join me. However, I said I just wanted to relax and wind down.
Lie.
Not do anything sexual. We lay in the bath for some time while Don read his magazine to me.
Wait, this man's name is Don?
Yeah.
He's an author. The guy named Don?
Yeah, it's Don and Deborah.
Weird.
I feigned interest in the many advantages of air-cooled Volkswagen entrance. I didn't want him to think about work, loss, especially not sex. I wanted him to relax in a completely undemanding and non-sexual way. My attempts to calm him would have had the opposite effect. As I expected, his mood improved. He began to breathe easier, laugh easier, and the world beyond the closed bathroom door seemed to disappear. Taking a risk, I reached for some papers on the sink and casually handed them to him. Handed, I can't read it. This is a rough draft of an erotic story I'm working on for the book, I told him. Do you want to take a peek? It can wait if you're not in the mood. As I lay on his back on his body, he began to read it. What happened from there stays behind closed doors. Truth is, men are under a lot of pressure to perform like sexual machines. It's a bit of a double standard. If a woman goes through an occasional period of being uninterested in sex, it's no big deal. In fact, it's considered completely normal and expected. But if a man is uninterested, well, let the guessing games begin. Is he impotent? Cheating? Do I turn him off? Is he looking at too much porn? Is he getting old? What's the problem? Damn it, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with me? If your man is going through a period where he seems less interested in sex, try not to jump to self-conscious conclusions. Instead, take a step back and look at what the big picture is. What's going on at work? Has he just had an argument with his brother? Is he worried about your finances or his health? If so, the best thing to do might be nothing at all. Good communication is essential to a strong relationship, but sometimes the best communication is silence. If you're anything like me, it's an excruciating order. But the last thing you want to do is compound your man's stress by adding sexual pressure to his problems. Instead, focus on relaxing your man's mind and body. And if sex follows, great. And if it doesn't, it will soon enough. Think about maintenance sex in a larger sense. While it's usually about satisfying his sexual abundance, it can also be about watering his sexual droughts, sheltering him from feelings of inadequacy, and managing his stress. Like exhaustion and insecurity, stress is a deterrent to sexual arousal. When your man's mind is preoccupied with work or worries, sex is the last thing he has on his brain. That's why you have to do the thinking. You know how to best alleviate your man's stress? Does he golf? Encourage him to spend a day on the green with a buddy? Does he like movies? Pick up tickets for the latest guy flick and cuddle in the theater and during the car ride home. But let him initiate anything more intimate. Or send him down to the basement to hide out and enjoy a James Bond marathon. If a hardcore shower man like Don can gear down in the water, maybe your man can too. Just don't grill out on him.
Don't grill out on
Skip
him?
Skip the grill out. Oh. Skip the bubble bath, and don't even try to put sliced cucumbers on his eyes.
Don't you dare.
Sharing a bath is a delightful way to spend your soothing yet sensual downtime with your partner. in the serenity of your own bathroom, the advantages are many. It's an effective stress buster that'll get you through those unexpected life crises, but also is an equally effective way to keep stress at bay on a regular basis by preventing those everyday worries and irritations from flaring out of control. Like the practice of sensual massage, chapter 19, sharing a bath can also sustain your emotional and physical connection as a couple and provide you with an opportunity to perform some exquisitely erotic maintenance sex to your man. To get the most out of this steamy lube job, you should first make your bathroom a suitable venue for the event. Scrape the shit off of the walls. I just thought I'd say that. I'm sorry. This doesn't mean installing heated important Italian tile floors, whoops, or elaborate official... Even the most unadorned bathroom can be transformed by switching off the harsh 100 waters and lighting some scented candles. A few tea lights placed
not
in various
Hampshire.
Spots
don't
in
like
your
bathroom don't like him.
Will create a comforting
don't like candles in Hampshire.
Don't like candles in Hampshire. Bath kits come complete with everything from candles to milk soaks and can be convenient for one-stop shopping.
Milk soaks?
Set two glasses of wine or cups of herbal tea by the tub. You can even have ready chocolate-dipped strawberries or another sweet, sexy favorite. A stack of your man's favorite magazine should also be close by, and it wouldn't hurt to have this book within arm's reach, too. Run a hot bath. Place a towel under the door to retain the room's humidity, and slip into the sea with your man. Don't rush the festivities. Talk about the things that interest him. In all unlikelihood, the mood may naturally turn from sensual to sexual, whether he reads the erotica or not. The warmth of the water and the closeness of his woman's naked body may be more than enough to stir his desire. When you sense your man is getting aroused, move your body against his and let your hands slip under the water to caress him. If he seems to want more, ask him to sit on the edge of the bathtub and open his legs. Kneel in the tub between your man's spread knees. You can have him stand up in the tub if that's easier, and wash his genitals. Put your hands on his thighs or hips and hold on to him as you begin to kiss his groin area, particularly his inner thighs, perineum, as we expected, and scrotum. Nuzzle your face in his pubic hair, brushing his penis with your nose, before placing wet licks along the sensitive underside of his penis. I'm dying. Take the head of his penis in your mouth and swirl your tongue around it. Using the warm water and your own saliva as lubrication, stroke his penis with your mouth. Hold the base of his penis with one hand. Ooh, stout. And continue to stroke the shaft with your mouth. While you caress his testicles and perineum with your other hand, even inching back to stimulate his anus. Drag your fingers down the sides of his waist. Brush your hand across his lower belly, small area between his penis and just below his belly button. Then reach around to caress his bum. These are very sensitive spots, and if you touch them with finger strokes, feathery finger strokes, I'm sorry, it'll increase his arousal. When you're ready to release his stress in a big way, use a hand and mouth combo to suck and stroke him to relief. As his orgasm builds, apply steady pressure to either his anus, if he likes that, or to his perineum. This woman is obsessed with the pee. Don't let up on your stroking, sucking, or pressure until well after he's finished coming. At least 20 minutes. You don't want to lower his speed until he's reached his destination.
A bath time blowjob is a very sensual form of stress-busting maintenance sex. It's also a good way for women who do not usually perform oral sex to spoil their man. Because you're in the water, you can clean your partner's genitals to your satisfaction. You can also spit his ejaculate into a nearby washcloth, or even into the water, and then clean your own mouth immediately afterward.
Immediately afterward.
As long as you do this with respect and discretion, he shouldn't mind too much. Especially if his blowjobs are few and far between. With all his health benefits and pleasure possibilities, its health benefits. With all his health benefits on his 401k.
Oh my god. As well as those sprinkled in his perineum.
You may find this watery lube job has you and your man skinny dipping on a regular basis. Note. Instead of a girly bubble bath or lavender bath oil, try a man-friendly stress-busting bath soak of Epsom salts. It'll improve his circulation, ease his aches and pains, and worries, and reduce any inflammation or muscle cramping he might have.
Oh my god.
Don't you want inflammation?
Yeah.
2 cups in a standard-sized bathtub should be enough to relax both body and mind. End of chapter.
Can I just say that our certificate of excellence from the yurt is gone?
What? Fuck.
Where is it? I'm disgusted.
I quit.
We've done nothing wrong.
I leave. I'm leaving.
With that, we finish book one and move on to book two. We've got 20 minutes. Let's read book two. Crack it open. It's by you. Or we can go play music for a couple minutes.
Talk sexy to the one you love and drive each other wild in bed. By Barbara Kiesling, PhD. Should we? I don't know where to start.
Want to keep it chappy?
Yes, please.
I'm thinking your precious parts. Kiss my what? Well, someone.
Oh, kiss my what?
Chapter 11. Kiss my what?
Sometimes it only takes a word or two to light a fuse, but other times nothing less than a sentence will do. Our trusty dictionary defines a sentence as a group of words that state something, usually containing a subject and a predicate. If you didn't learn about subjects and predicates in school, you don't need to learn now in order to make a sexy sentence. In the exercises that follow, good, I was hoping for more cowboy music, I'm going to give you all of guidelines you need to make an endless supply of wonderful, fabulous, juicy, sexy as hell groups of words that state something. And it doesn't end there. You're also going to have the opportunity to string a bunch of very sexy sentences together. Into some really steamy prose.
Something really, really good.
It doesn't get much hotter than this. The exercises in this chapter were inspired by a popular party game I used to play.
It got cowboy and now it's like, there will be bloodish. Like, elite southern man.
I want to go back to cowboy. Popular party game I used to play.
It's the popular?
When I got too old for my color phones, but was still too young to play Spin the Bottle. The game, as many of you will remember, was called Mad Libs. It's probably just as popular today as it was when I was a kid, but I wouldn't really know, since I haven't been on the party circuit since my prom. What I always enjoyed most about playing Mad Libs was when someone created a naughty sentence by accident. I'd blush so that my face would turn beet red, and I'd laugh so hard I could hardly breathe through all the pee that I peed. Who would have thought that one day I would be using a similar style of filling the blank sentences as a teaching aid to actually help people over... I'm gonna skip. Exercise 18. Mad Libs. Solo. On sample page 18, you will see 10 incomplete sentences. Your job is to complete these sentences by filling in the blanks with sexy nouns, verbs, and adjectives where indicated. These nouns, verbs, and adjectives should come directly from the list you created in exercise.
Do you want to play this? You can play it on the air.
All right. Begin by copying the first incomplete sentence as it appears on sample page 18 in your notebook. We need notebooks. Where am I? Notebook. Oh, beneath that, try to write at least half a dozen different complete sentences that express your romantic, sexual, erotic desires. Start with a few gentle ones and heat it up a bit. Write a few more just for laughs.
Then heat it up a lot.
Burn yourself. You'll see that I have completed one for you to help get you started. When you are done with sentence one, copy sentence two. Once again, complete the sentence in at least half a dozen different ways that express the full spectrum of your desires. Loving, passionate, and down and dirty. Write a few funny ones, too. Proceed in this fashion through all 10 sentences.
10.
Marking the ones that turn you on most with an asterisk. Try to really take your time with this exercise. Be honest. Be creative. Be wild. Basically, be anything you want to be.
Oh, yeah.
But most of all, be bad.
Whoa.
Sample page 18.
Sample page 18!
Copy and complete. Copy each sentence and fill in the blanks as instructed. Sentence 1. You make me so, adjective. Example. You make me so, hot.
Hot.
Why don't we alternate?
You make me so proud.
You make me so gregarious.
You make me so dry.
You make me so bulgy.
You make me so...
The more I wait, the funnier it gets, but I really can't do it.
Katie? Any adjective is fine. Just an adjective.
You make me so perky.
You make me so deciduous.
You make me so sweaty.
You make me so cotton.
You make me so aroused.
Last one. You make me so...
1, 2, 3.
Childish. Cholo. You make me so cholo. Sentence 2. I want you to verb my noun. Example. I want you to kiss my breasts.
I want you to touch my hands.
I want you to finger my dictionary.
I want you to suck my niblets.
I want you to eat my pubes.
I want you to lick my eyebrows.
I want you to live on my perineum.
I want you to live off my perineum.
I want you to move my stuff.
I want you to slam my shins.
I want you to build my house.
I want you...
That's 11.
...to caress my beanpole.
Sentence 3. You make my noun adjective.
You make my neck sweaty.
You make my gut small.
You make my penis soft.
You make my eyes bleed.
You make my toes hurt.
You make my spit sour.
You make my tongue dry.
You make my imagination dead.
You make my hairline rosy. You make my imagination. You make my dreams die.
Sentence 4. Your noun makes me so adjective.
Your feet make me so grossed out.
Your penis makes me so confused.
Your eyes make me fearful.
Your pool makes me so wet.
Your pool makes me so itchy.
Your songs make me so... deaf.
Your herpes makes me alarmed.
So alarmed. So is permanent.
No. Hi.
Hello. We're just playing an exercise.
Do you guys want to play?
It's
an exercise.
It's an ad lib from the book Talk Sexy to the One You Love.
Oh yeah.
So the one Well, all right, we're on sentence five. The new DJs, the next DJs just came in. Sentence five is, I want to verb your noun. I want to verb your noun. Oh, no, you're supposed to. This is to help you learn how to talk dirty. Mm-hmm. You want to start, Katie? Warm us up.
What were previously did we do?
The last one was your noun makes me so adjective.
No, what was our examples? What did we just give?
We didn't give one.
Verb your noun.
I want to verb your noun. I want to smack your Volvo.
I want to touch your knees.
Do you have one?
I want to lick your teeth.
Ooh! She's good. She's good.
Lick your teeth.
I want to burn your hair.
I want to smash your face.
Do you have one?
Ooh!
I want to wear your shoe.
I
want
to shave you with my mouth.
That's not within the structure at all.
Yeah, it is.
On that note, let's move to sentence six. I want to verb your adjective noun.
Pinch your hairy nipples. Oh my god!
I want to mascara your gross pubes.
I want to curl your eyelashes.
You didn't. You forgot the adjective.
You're disgusting.
I want to meet your gross parents.
I want to stab your gross parents.
Okay, sentence seven.
I love it. Your filthy parents.
I love it when you verb my noun.
I love it when you rip off my diaper.
I love it when you clean my room.
Oh my god, these are fun. I'm loving it. I love it when you. What was it?
Verb my noun.
Oh, I love it when.
I love it when you embroider my thong.
I love it when you eat my underwear.
I love it when you face my future. Okay, sentence eight. I want to make your noun adjective.
I want to make your mom cry.
That's a verb. Cry is a verb.
What was it? I want to make
adjective. I want to make your noun adjective.
I want to make your mom full of tears, tearful.
I want to make your house smelly.
Freak.
Yes. Ooh. This is, number 10 is good. Thinking about you makes my noun adjective.
Thinking about you makes my farts stink.
Thinking about you makes my genitals curl.
Thinking about you makes my poop shoot out.
Thinking about you makes my car stall.
Thinking about you burned my house down.
I don't think that
right,
works.
Right, yeah.
You have one?
Thinking about you makes my mouth dry.
Mm.
Nice.
There's a theme here.
Dryness, burning.
Let's see. We have 5 minutes. Let's, there's so many exercise. Really bad libs. Ooh.
Don't those ones have a lot of stuff?
Yeah. I want you to play with my adjective noun.
I want to play with my newly shorn puppy.
Well, that's so weird. I was going to say, I want you to play with my untrained dog. I want to make your adjective noun adjective.
I want you to jizz in my beautiful house sweat. I want to make your adjective noun adjective.
Yeah.
I want to make your hairy penis shaved.
I want to make your smelly breath fresh.
I want to make your fresh breath disgusting.
I want to make your speckled tongue gone.
I want to make your beautiful skin disgusting. I like my hair.
I want to make your disturbing presence unnoticeable.
I want to make your dreams die.
you're just going off. But it's fine. You know, express yourself however you need to.
These are mad.
Okay. Here's sentence 10. Verb me like adjective, adjective, animal.
Train me like a abandoned small dog.
Whip me like a disenfranchised, pitiable wolf.
Shut my mouth like a gross, spitty camel.
What are you, where are you getting shut my mouth?
Spank me like a wet newborn baby.
Oh no, wet.
Wow.
Babies aren't animals. Spank me like a wet newborn duckling.
Scrub me like a nude supine gummy bear.
Poke me like a strange, unfamiliar hedgehog.
Prod me like a barely legal fish.
Yell at me like an intrusive, terrifying raccoon.
Laugh at me like a stupid, disfigured sea lion.
Oh no, I have enough of that one.
Yep. Okay, let's just read something to depart on. Let's read some advice.
I don't know if there is any.
Is there none? Is there none to be found?
Oh, is there none?
Well, look, why don't we start? Leave off with something. Oh, you put lube jobs away?
Yeah, I put lube jobs away. But I can get it out again.
I just want to find a gem.
We have lots of sex books in here.
We got tired of playing music.
These aren't even half of them.
Oh my god.
There's only two of them.
This is fully.
Oh, let's give a little. Let's each read a tip.
All right.
Are you the sensitive type? If you've purchased a new type of lube, put a dab on the inside of your arm and wait a day to see if there's any reaction before using it in more southern climates.
What is that, lube on your arm?
What is that, lube on your arm? What is that, lube?
My tip is. Ooh. Always, always, always use lots of lube during anal play. There are thicker water or silicone-based lubricants formulated specifically for anal sex, and some even include a desensitizer as an ingredient. This has been Just Do What Comes Naturally. We hope you've learned. We hope your lives are enriched and that you go out and try everything that we discussed.
Including the second destination BJs and all of the lube.
All of the lube.
On your arms, in your butt.
Happy Lube Day of July, of April.
But if you really cared for, then you wouldn't have never hit the airport to follow your dreams. Sometimes I still talk to her, but when I talk to her, it always seems like she's talking about me. She said you left your kids, and they just like you. They